You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Association of Salaried Medical Specialists have said the government has chosen a bold path, but there needs to be more funding and investment for the system. And I spoke to the association's executive director, Sarah Dalton, and I began by asking what she thought of the reforms.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased overall with the announcement. I've been kind of referring to it as the great decluttering of health. You know, we think the proliferation of 20 DHBs and 30 PHOs is way more than a country of 5 million needs, albeit geographically quite spread out. So we are hopeful that some much needed national coordination and support, for example, for workforce, will be a good thing. There's a lot of stress on health workforce at the moment. We're understaffed and it's somewhat underfunded. So we hope that finally there'll be some nationally coordinated workforce planning support and development, because supply is not very well managed at the moment.
Okay, and on that, because a lot of rumours beforehand said the number of DHBs will be only to cut down to 8 or 5, is it expected for you to see all 20 DHBs gone just like that?
No, we were all a little bit surprised by that. And it's a good thing, because they've taken a more visionary step, I think, in terms of trying to conceptualise a national health system. I think, you know, if we agree that public health and access to healthcare is a public good and something that we expect as voters and taxpayers for the government to provide, that a nationally coordinated, joined-up system is a smart way to go. And, you know, they've also made provision for locality planning, which should ensure that there's decent input from a range of local stakeholders, iwi, community groups, etc., to ensure that local solutions are fit for purpose as well.
Okay, I'm going back on your question, your answer earlier. You said the system now is severely understaffed. How is having one umbrella organisation going to help that?
Well, I think it will be easier to get a global picture of supply, so where the gaps are, because, you know, obviously our members are senior doctors and dentists. They cover a range of different specialties. They work in a range of different settings. So we're hoping that national oversight will better map and analyse the current supply and spread of clinicians across specialties and locations, and then can work out where we actually most need the people. And we aren't going to suffer from, say, competition between DHBs or PHOs as to who's offering the best deal or where people might go or who's got the best equipment. So with a nationalised shared approach to that, we hope that we will be better off than we are now. But you're right, without appropriate resourcing to accompany that, it may not make the difference we need.
Okay, and just following up on that, in which sector in the health force that needs people the most?
Well, you know, typically we talk about primary and community care and secondary and tertiary sort of hospital-based care. They all need a hand, but one of the features of our current system is significant gaps in access to primary and community-based care is down the road placing more pressure on hospitals. So people aren't being seen, they're not getting access to preventive and early primary health care, which means they get sicker, more complex problems that require being seen at a hospital. We've also got cost as a barrier to care, so we would really like to see cost barriers to access to primary care, dental and medical, to be removed.
How much funding do you think that the new health system needs in order to make it to be effective?
That's a really good question, and I think the Minister of Health is hoping that a sleeker nationalised system will haul out some of the duplication of bureaucracy and therefore make the current spend more effective. You know, we get better bang for our tax buck. But compared to other OECD countries that are similar to ours, our spend on health as a proportion of GDP could usefully be brought up a little bit, I think, in terms of our overall spend. At the moment, we're spending about 20 cents on the dollar on health in terms of the public purse. We would like to see a little bit more than that, actually.
Okay. The transition starts at the end of this year, as Health Minister Andrew Little said, there will be interim organisations for Health New Zealand and the new Māori Health Authority beginning at the end of this year. Do you think that before everything switches to the new model by next July, do you think the sector has enough time to prepare for this?
I think for the clinicians working directly with patients on the ground, it'll be largely business as usual in the next few months. My understanding is that the interim Health New Zealand and Māori Health Authorities will be set up sooner than the end of the year. I think they'll be in place within the next few weeks, was the intention. But you're right, it's going to be reasonably rapid. But as I say, in terms of business as usual and where you access healthcare, that isn't going to change. There's no suggestion that current provision of hospitals, clinics or anything like that will be less than it currently is. So, but obviously there is going to be quite significant change across health leadership and the way that's organised. So we're just going to have to keep a careful eye on that and see if they can meet their self-imposed timeframe.
But the target to change the whole system is in 15 months. Do you think that's a little bit too ambitious?
I kind of like the ambition. I think it's work that really needs to be done, and setting a longer time frame kind of encourages more talk and less walk. You know, the whole review and the consideration of the review has spanned out over a couple of years, and the transition unit has been working for several months now to map out a way forward. So I think there's probably some reasonably well-developed planning ready to go.
Okay, I guess everyone likes a little bit of ambition, but do you think it is realistic that the government can actually achieve this from the sector's point of view?
I don't know why I have to do all this prophecy with you. Look, I think there is some, yes, it's ambitious, but I think there is some realism. And to be honest, our health system is currently groaning and straining. So I think we need to really put solid effort into this and make it go, you know. And also what's being proposed is taking away a lot of bureaucracy, not putting lots more in place. So maybe you can do that more quickly than putting in a whole lot of extra detail, you know. It's kind of a big Marie Kondo declutter of the health system, isn't it? So, you know, with focused attention, I think 15 months will be reasonably well along.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.